Correspondence with Dave Eggers. This is reprinted from the Guardian newspaper in London. It was something they thought of to promote a stand-up show I was doing at the Soho Theatre at the time. It was about 3 years ago at this point, as of the writing. That's what you would read if you actually had the book in front of you, because at the point of writing it, it was 3 years ago. Now it's like 4.5 years ago, probably even more. Anyway, they thought of having Dave interview me as opposed to some stuck-up Brit. That would be better for everyone involved. And it's pretty funny, and Dave Eggers will receive 10 cents every time this is read aloud on public transportation here in the States. So it's for a worthwhile cause as well. Okay, now where's Dave?
Sorry, I meant to tell you this, David, but Dave called this morning and said he didn't want to fly in from San Francisco to do this. So what I was thinking, and I'm sure it's going to work well, is that you could be you, and then you could be him and just feign his high-pitched, effeminate voice. Perhaps.
So he's not coming? Why didn't you...
Well, you know, I thought it would still work with you being you and him being you also. Or you being him, rather.
I mean, I can do that, but I just... It's taken me 1 second to get over being a little angry at Dave for not coming in. And also, you're not telling me until I've been sitting here for 2 hours. I could have gotten. I mean, I can do his voice. I mean, I'm just.
Dave,
I'm not really. I know.
That's
I'm not.
Great. That's great.
Yeah, but
you
everybody's
going
to know. I don't.
They're
rather,
not going to know unless you let them know.
Well, I just did, didn't I?
Pretty much.
Is there somebody else here in the studio that's reading that can do? I really don't want to do. Maybe we can set this aside for now, and I can call some. Wait! Get that lady. Who's that lady? Get that lady, ma'am.
Please,
ma'am.
Would you be able to?
Ma'am. Excuse me. Hi.
Hello.
Hey. Hi. This is going to sound crazy. My name is David Cross. I'm reading my...
Oh, I know you.
Oh. okay. Anyway, I wrote a book. I'm reading it. Obviously, that's what I'm doing. I assume we're doing the same thing over the next booth.
Yes, I'm reading a book down the hall.
Okay.
Yeah. My name is Dr. Suzette Preling.
Dr. Suzette Preling.
Well, I'm a fake doctor. I have fake credentials, but I'm a life coach. And you can't fake that.
Oh.
Can
okay.
you?
Well, what's the name of your book?
It's called You're Only Dead When You're Dead.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to make sure that I booked an audio recording because most of my followers can't read.
Uh-huh.
They're too depressed.
Oh, so. I see. They can physically read. They
just can't. They can't lift their head or their arms out of bed to wrap their fingers around the pages.
Oh, so the audiobook is easier, right? They could just lay there in a catatonic state, but you're still getting through to them.
I'm getting the words. I'm getting the words. You're alive.
Mm.
That's
chapter
one. I don't know why I sang it. I'm just a big fan.
No, okay, that's all right.
whatever.
Well, Suzette, if you'd like to prove your fandom, here's the thing. The reason I asked you to come in here is I'm reading this piece, or I'm about to read this piece, which is a real correspondence I had with Dave Eggers, the writer.
Okay, I haven't heard of him, but...
Yeah, you have or haven't?
I have not.
Oh, he's really good. He's a great... Really great writer.
It's a funny name, Eggers. He must have gotten it in school.
Yeah, it's got the word egg in it. Anyway, he was supposed to be here to read his part, but decided at the last minute not to. He lives in San Francisco. Anyway, what I'd like to do is ask you to read his part in the exchanges. And I've got a script right here you can see.
Okay.
It's all pretty self-explanatory. Is that something you'd be interested in doing?
I will do it if you keep a plug for my book on this.
Absolutely. So I'll do it right now.
Yeah.
Reading the part of Dave Eggers is Dr. Suzette Preling. Not a real doctor, a fake doctor.
Who cares these days?
Right. And your book, the name of your book is
You're Only Dead When You're Dead.
And then,
so live.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
in parentheticals.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay. So let's... thank you very much. So go out and buy your book. You're Only Dead When You're Dead, So Live on Hachette. Is that the name of this place?
Hachette. Or Hachette.
Hachette?
Depends
on... Oh, it's
on...
Japanese. Okay.
can I just say, I really love you on the wire. That's all. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.